Today's blot is Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis towards the bottom. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Belailas. The Mishnah tells us that even though the third parasha of Shema, of the Kri Shema, is Vayomer, which primarily speaks about the mitzvah of Tzitzis and Yitzias Mitzrayim, we should still mention that parasha by night. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Hare ni kven shem shana, I am like a 70-year-old man. We will be discussing later in the Masechta on Daf Chaf Ches, the famous story where Rav Elazar ben Azariah was chosen at the age of 18 to replace Rav Gamliel as the Nasi. And because he looked so young, there was a concern that he would not get the proper respect for that position. So Nais Min HaShemayim happened, and he grew a long white beard, and he looked like he was 70 years old. V'lo Zechisi, even though he was so important, or like the Chasam Sofer explains, he put so much effort into this issue, he felt he still did not, he was not Zoich, that his colleagues should agree with him, that one should say, Yitzias Mitzrayim by night. Achidosh ben Zayma, until ben Zayma taught the following law. Shenemer, it says in Pasuk, L'man tiskas yom tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim, so you should remember the day you left Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life. So the question is, the kol, all, is somewhat superfluous. So ben Zayma expounded, yimei chayecha hayomim, the days of your life teach us to mention the Yitzias Mitzrayim by day, kol yimei chayecha, when we have the extra kol, it comes to teach us by halaylois that even at night, the Yitzias Mitzrayim should be mentioned. The chachamim who disagree and say that there is no chiyuv to say Yitzias Mitzrayim by night, they expand the pasuk yimei chayecha, teaches us ha'olam hazeh, in this world and the world before Mashiach, kol lahavi l'mayis ha'mashiach, that even after Mashiach comes, we will still have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Mefarshim point out that since the Mishnah uses a Lashon of Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim, we mention, which is not generally the language the Mishnah employs when teaching us a din about something that has to be recited. The point of that is, the Rishas says, to mention that Yitzias Mitzrayim should be Maskirin, should be mentioned out loud, and not just be said with thought or low. And that is the basis for the famous minig that Rabbonim say the entire third parasha of Shema, the Yomer, out loud. Tanya, who was taught in the Braisa, the Gemara begins, Amalhem ben Zayma l'chachamim. Ben Zayma said to the chachamim, V'chim eskirim yitzias Mitzrayim l'mois Mashiach. As we just learned in the Mishnah, the chachamim learned from the word kol, that's coming to teach us l'mois HaMashiach, that even the Mois Mashiach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, will be mentioned. Ask the Gemara, B'chim Askirin Yitzias Mitzrayim L'Mois Mashiach, will we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes? For like Fanama, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Hine Yomim Boim Num Hashem, days are coming, says Hashem, V'lo Yomer Oid, Chai Hashem Shehels B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, people will no longer swear, Hashem, who lives, who brought the children of Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim. Rather, what will they say? Kim Chai Hashem, Hashehelas Vashehevi Yisrael Beis Yisrael, that brought up Beis Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael from the north, and from the, all the other lands of Shedachim Sham, where they have been sent. So we see that Mitzrayim, it will not be mentioned in Mois Mashiach. Answers the Gemara, Amaloi, the Chacham answered, not, the Pasuk does not mean that Yitzias Mitzrayim will no longer be mentioned. Rather, what does the pasuk mean? Al shtei shivus malkis ikur. The main thing that will be mentioned after Mashiach comes is will be the garming out of galus, that we will no longer be subjugated to the malchus, to the umas ha'olam. Yitzias Mitzrayim will still be mentioned, but tafalai, it will be secondary. Similarly, we have a pasuk in the Torah. Hashem says to Yaakov, actually a Malach says to Makov, La Yikara Oit Shimcha Yaakov, your name will no longer be Yaakov, Kim Yisrael Yishmecha. Rather your name will be Yisrael. Again, not Loishi Yaakov Mekoymoi, we start that Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, does not mean that the name of Yaakov will be completely uprooted, no longer mentioned. Rather, what the Torah means is El Yisrael Iker, from now on, Yaakov Avinu's main name is Yisrael, the Yaakov, and his name Yaakov, Tafeloi, as a subsidiary, as a secondary name. Similarly, in Mashiach's time, we're not going to stop mentioning Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we'll mention it, but not the way we mention it now. The Chenu Omer. And really, that's what Pasuk says. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Al Tzizkru Rishonis, do not remember what happened earlier. The Kedmoini is Artis Bainu, do not think about early events. Al Tzizkru Rishonis, when the Pasuk says Al Tzizkru Rishonis, Ze Shibamalchis, do not recall when we were under the subjugation of the Umas Oilim. The Kadmoni is Altus Boinenu, and don't contemplate earlier events, so you see it's Mitzrayim. We'll refer to it's Mitzrayim. Which means that the Pasuk is implying that even though we won't contemplate a lot about Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes, we certainly will still be thinking and mentioning it. Since the Gemara mentioned this Pasuk, the Gemara continues, Chinei Oysa Chadasha, I am bringing a new miracle at the Tzitzmach, now will grow. Tanar Rabbi Yosef, what is this new miracle that the Pasuk is referring to? Zuma Chemeskoi Gemagag. It's referring to the Chemeskoi Gemagag. Moshe Lema Adav Adayma, what this can be compared to? La'adam Shahim Mahalach Baderech. Somebody was traveling on the road, and he was confronted by a wolf, and he was saved. So wherever he went, he told everybody the great miracle that happened to him, that he was saved from the wolf. Then he was confronted by a lion, which was even more of a danger, and Hashem helped him, that he was saved from that. So now he spoke about the lion. Pogba Nachash, then he was confronted by a snake. Venitzalamen, and he was saved from that. Shach Masish name, he forgot about the first two stories. So he spoke about the snake. Afkach Yisrael. Tsaras HaRishonis, Tsaras HaChronis, the later Tsaras, Meshachlis is Rishonis, make us forget the early ones. But the Gemara, similarly, so the way the Mefarshim explained it, that even though the last nase of the Nachash was the greatest, doesn't take away that the earlier nisim were also nisim that the person will mention. Since the Gemara mentioned Yaakov's name being changed to Yisrael, the Gemara now talks about Avram's name, whose also name was changed. The Pasuk says Avram, who was Avram. Betchila, originally his name was Avram. Hunas Av Laram. He was only the father of the nation of Aram. Saif, afterwards, Nas Av L'Cholai L'Kulai, became a father to the entire world. Sarai, similarly, it says Sarai was her original name, and then she became Sarah. What does that mean? B'tchila nasa Sarah l'masai. At first she was only a princess for her own nation. B'saif nasa Sarah l'cholam kula, and then she became princess for the entire world. So the Gemara at this point is learning that Avram, the name Avram, or the name Sarai, were not completely abolished, just like the name Yaakov, we learned earlier, was not completely abolished. However, the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that disagrees and holds that the name Avram was completely abolished. Tana Kapara. Kol HaKoril Avram, Avram. If somebody calls Avram Avinu by the name Avram, Oiv Basay, he's over a mitzvah say. Shinamar, because the Pasuk says, V'hoye Shimcha Avram, your name shall now be Avram, only Avram, nothing else. Rav Elazar Omer, Oiver Belav. If somebody calls Avram Avram, he's Oiver and Alav, a negative commandment. Shenam Avalai Kare, Oid Shimch Avram. Hashem says, your name should no longer be Avram, just Avram. El Mata, if so, Hakari L'Sarai Sarai, if somebody calls Sarai, Sarai by the name Sarai, Hokanami, it should also be the case that he is over perhaps an Asay or a Lav. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Kutchabruchu Omel Avram. There, Hashem says to Avram, Sarai Ishtachaloi Sikra Shema Sarah, Sarai your wife, not call her name Sarai Ki Sarah Shema. Her name is Sarah. Hashem was talking specifically to Avram and telling him, you should no longer call Sarai Sarah. But that does not mean that someone else may not. El Ma'ata, ask the Gemara, if so, Hakairil Yaakov, Yaakov, if somebody calls Yaakov Vino by the name Yaakov, Hachinami should also be overlap, because as we learned earlier, the Pasuk says regarding Yaakov Vino, Lo Yikara Shimcha Oid Yaakov, answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Hada Hadrikra. We find that the Pasuk again calls Yaakov Avinu Yaakov. The Ksiv, because it says, V'yoyim Elokim Yisro B'maris Alayla, Hashem spoke to Avram in a dream, V'yoyim Yaakov Yaakov. So Hashem called him Yaakov. So obviously Hashem did not mean that the name Yaakov should be abolished. Master of Yosef Bar Avi V'tem Rav Yosef Bar Zvida. So Rav Yosef Bar Avi, and some say Rav Yosef Bar Zvida, ask, the Pasuk also says, Atu Shem Elokim, you are Hashem. It's a Pasuk we say every day in davening, you are Hashem chose, Ashebachat Avram. You chose Avram. So you see that the Pasuk calls Avram, Avram again. Amalei, he answered, Hasam hu de kamasad shloch rechmana. It's not that the Pasuk is calling, or Hashem is calling Avram, Avram again. Of course not. The Pasuk is just telling us the history. And the Pasuk is praising Hashem of what happened at the beginning. My have my car, what happened at the beginning, how originally his name was Avram, and Hashem chose him and made his name Avram. This parak continues discussing the halachas of Krishna. Hayah kar b'tayra. If somebody was reading the Torah, was reading in a Sefer Torah, V'igiyaz man ha-mikra, and as he was reading from this Torah, the time of Kriya Shema arrived. Im kivan Levi, if he had kavana to be yoitz, to be yoitz the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Yotza, he has fulfilled his obligation. And we'll see in the Gemara what the situation here. Now, we all know that Kriya Shema consists of three parashas. The Shema, which continues with Ohavta, the first parasha. The second parasha is Vahayam Shemaya. And the third parasha is Vayomer. While reciting Shema, of course, one should not stop for any reason. Just concentrate on saying the Shema. However, there are times where interruptions come around, and our Mishnah discusses what is the rule, how to deal with these interruptions. Explains the Mishnah, the Prokim. If somebody is Baina Prokim of the Kriya Shema, and we will explain soon what the Prokim are. Baina Prokim means between the paragraphs. Shoyim of Ne'er Kavod, he could interrupt and ask about the welfare of a person who he has to honor, which, according to Rashi, means an esteemed individual, somebody who one has to give cover to, umeshiv, and he certainly may return a greeting that that person offers him. Or be'emsev, somebody's in the middle of a perek, again we'll see soon what that means, shalom ne'ira, he could interrupt and ask about the welfare of somebody who he has to fear, umeshiv, and he may respond to that person. Divrei Meir. According to Rav Meir, there's no difference between asking and responding. Now the question is, who is a person somebody fears? Rashi says, Yira, who is a person somebody fears? Somebody who is scared that if he won't respect, will kill him. Many Rishonim take exception with Rashi, because if there's a consideration of life and death, obviously one has to answer such a person. Krishma, all mitzvahs of the Torah, including Krishma, are put to the side for pikuach nefesh. Therefore, the Rosh and Rashba explain that the Mishnah is referring to a teacher or a parent who we have an obligation to fear. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rameya. He says, "Be'emtza, in the middle of a perek, shoyl b'nei yira, he could greet somebody who has to fear, u'meishiv, and he could respond to b'nei kovid, somebody who has to honor. U'beprokim, between the paragraphs, shoyl b'nei kovid, he could interrupt to ask for the of somebody he has to honor, u'meishiv shalom b'chol adam, and he could return a greeting to anyone." Explains the Mishnah, what are the Bein HaProkim? Eil Bein HaProkim, Bein Bracha Rishon L'Shnia, between the first Bracha before Krishma and the second Bracha, that means between Yotza Ma'iris and Ahava Rabba, Bein Shnil V'Ashma, between Ahava Rabba and the Shema, Bein Shmal V'Hoyim Shmai, between after V'Hafta and V'Hoyim Shmaya, Bein V'Hoyim Shmai V'Yoyim, between V'Hoyim Shmai and V'Yoyimer, Bein V'Yoyim El Emes V'Yatzif, and between V'Yoyim and Emes V'Yatzif. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein Yoyim El Emes V'Yatzif, one may not interrupt between V'Yoyim and Emes V'Yatzif. Lo Yatzik. And that is the Halach L'Maisa, the one is not allowed to stop there under any circumstances. The Mishnah does not mention what the halach is regarding Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Eloyim Vod, which we say after Shema, but most Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes this, and many other Paiskim pass in the same way, that Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Eloyim Vod has the same din as the Pasuk Rishon, has the same din as Shema Yisrael. Another interesting shaila, which is mentioned by the Marsham, is what is the halacha? Many times, this happens on Shabbos particularly, if somebody davens later, he davens after his man Krishma, but he wants to, so he says Krishma at home before davening, and of course he repeats Krishma during davening, because that's when it's part of davening. What is the halacha of that krishma? Does that krishma have the halacha the same as the krishma that he's saying to the yotz of the chiv d'oraisa, or does that krishma have a different din? The Masham says that entire krishma has the din like Bein HaProkim. Even when somebody is in the middle of a paragraph, he treats it like Bein HaProkim, because he's not saying Krishma now to be Yotze D'Chiev, he's only saying Krishma now because it's part of davening. The Sefer HaChinuch indicates that all the dinim that we learned in our Mishnah, that you're allowed to answer people Mnei Kavod, Mnei Yira, is only if we suspect that the person who we're talking about will be insulted if not greeted. However, one may not greet someone who's known not to take affront regarding such things. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that since nowadays it's uncommon to greet people in shul, especially in the middle of Kriyat Shema, somebody who's saying Shema should not greet or return a greeting during Shema, because everybody will understand. Now the question is, what happens if somebody is in the middle of Shema, but the tzibur is about to answer Kedusha, or anything else? May he interrupt to answer it? Tosfos, we will learn, says that since one is permitted to interrupt the middle of Shema for b'nei kovod, b'nei yira, under the circumstances, Certainly, Kedusha, which is out of respect for Hashem, one should be allowed to interrupt. The Rebbe Yoina disagrees. He says, the only reason we're allowed to stop in the middle of a Shema is because failure to do so will be considered an insult, whatever the circumstances of Nei Kovim Nei Yira. However, if somebody doesn't say Shema, Hashem knows that he's not saying, somebody say Kedusha, Hashem knows the reason he's not saying the Kedusha is because he's doing another mitzvah Hashem. He's saying Shema. And therefore, the Ben Yoyna holds that in the middle of Shema, somebody should not stop. The Shulchan Aruch, however, paskins that in the middle of Shema, somebody's allowed to stop to answer Kedusha. Omen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Baruch Hu, the first three words of Moedim, and the Ramah adds, one is also allowed to answer Amen to the Bracha of Akela Kadosh and Shmei Tefillah during Chazaras Hashatz. Continues the Mishnah. Amar Rishu Ben Karcha. Lama Kadna Pasha Shema L'Vahayu Shemaya. Why does the Pasha of Shema come before the Pasha of Vahayu Shemaya? Why was that Pasha put first? Even though it does come in the Torah before, but obviously the sequence in the Torah cannot be the reasoning, because the Yoimer comes both of them, and yet the Yoimer is said last. The reason is Kadesh Kabbalah Ol Machas Shemaim Tchila. Shema Yisrael speaks about somebody accepting that Hashem is God. That's the most important thing. That goes first. Vachkach Mekabbalah Ol Mitzvahs. Then he's Mekabbalah Ol Mitzvahs, the Chiv to do Mitzvahs, which is mentioned in the second parasha. Vahayim Shmai Lo Yoyma. Why does Vahayim Shmai come before Yoyma? Shevahayim Shmai Noig Bein B'Yoyim Bein B'Layla. The mitzvah studying Torah, which is the main concept of Vahayim Shmai, is relevant by day and by night. The Yoyma and the Noig El B'Yoyim B'Lad, but the Yoyma only applies by day. The Gemara begins. The Mishnah said that Hayakar B'Torah, somebody's reading from a Torah, V'Giyah Zmana Mikra, if the Zmana Mikra comes, in Kivan Levi, if he paid attention, he Yotza, he was Yotza. Shmamina, from this we see, we derive from our Mishnah, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You have to have kavana. Now we will learn that there's a big question and a big argument if mitzvahs require kavana, if to do a mitzvah you have to have intention to fulfill it, or if you fulfilled it even without intention, are you yoitz the mitzvah? Our Mishnah seems to say that you have to have intention. Answer the Gemara, there's no proof from our Mishnah. Maim kivin liboy, what does he mean when he had intention? He had intention, likros, to read. Just to recite the words, but not to be mekayim the mitzvah. Likros. If that's what the Mishnah means, we don't have to say they intended to read. The Kokari, he's reading. Answer the Gemara, the Kaira Lagia. Somebody is reading from a Torah scroll, from a Sefer Torah, just to check if the words are spelled and written properly. So Rashi says, that's not considered that he had Kavana to read, which Tosfos doesn't understand. He is reading. Therefore, Tosfos says that when somebody reads to make sure that the Sefer Torah is written properly, he pronounces the words the way it is spelled. Not necessarily the way they're pronounced. And of course we know that the Shema has to be pronounced properly, not just the way it is spelled. Tana Rabbanan. Kriya Shema Kiksova. It has to be, it's done as it's written in the Torah in Hebrew. Divrei Rebbe. The Chum disagree, and they say B'chol Lashon. Kriya Shema could be in any language. My time of the Rebbe. So the Gemara explains what's the reasoning for Rebbe, that he says it has to be Dafkin Lashon Kodesh in Hebrew, because I'm a Kra V'Hoyu. The Pasuk says V'Hoyu, they should be Babi Yosin Kehei. They should be recited as it is now, which means in Hebrew. Rabbanan, what the Rabbanan who disagree, my Tamai, that they say it could be in any language, because I'm a Krab, because the Pasuk says Shema, B'chol Lashon Shere Tishma, any language that you understand. According to Rebbe, doesn't it say Shema, which means here, in any language that you understand? Answers the Gemara, Humi Boile, Rebbe uses that Pasuk to teach us a different rule. Hashle La'aznacha, your ear should hear, Mashatam Maitzvipicha, what you pronounce. That means you must hear what you say. The Rabbanan who obviously don't explain the Pasuk of Shema that way, they obviously hold Tamanda Amar, Le'ishmir La'aznay, if somebody did not hear what he pronounced, Yotzi is Yotzi the Mitzvah anyway. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan Nami Yotzi Vahayu, according to the Rabbanan, doesn't it say the word Vahayu, which seems to indicate, Bravi Yotzi Yehei, it should be pronounced as it said? Answers the Gemara, that's needed to teach us that you should not read it backwards. So the Mefarshim explained, doesn't mean that you shouldn't read each word backwards. That's obvious. There will be no meaning. But even if you would read whole psukim, but just not in the order that they are in the Torah, you also are not yoitz the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, the Rebbe Shla Yikrolim Afreim Anolei, from where does Rebbe know that if you read them out of sequence, you are not yoitzah? Answer the Gemara, Nafkali Midvarim Hadvarim. The Pasuk says, Vahoyu Hadvarim Ha'ela, Hashanoich Mitzavcha Hayoim Alav Avecha, the extra hay, Hadvarim. So the extra hay, the Rebbe says, teaches us that you should not read the Krishna out of sequence. Rabbanim, what did Rabbanim do with that extra hay? Answers the Gemara, Dvarim Hadvarim Leidashi. They don't focus on that extra hay. Ask the Gemara, the memory of the Sava Rebbe, according to what we're learning now, it must be that Rebbe holds the Chol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Nemar. That generally, the entire Torah, wherever there's a inyan to read something from the Torah, could be said in any language. Because these Sakadatim B'Lashon Kodesh Nemar, if you would tell me wherever the Torah tells us to say something, it has to be said B'Lashon Kodesh, V'Hoyu D'Kos Rechman Olam Ali, why do I need a special Pasuk by Shema to teach me that it has to be said in Hebrew? Of course it has to be said in Hebrew. Why would Shema be different than anything else? The fact that the Torah says that Shema should be in Hebrew means that everything else does not have to be. Answers the Gemara, no. It could be that Rebbe holds that Lashon Kodesh is not required. So why do I need a special pasuk by Shema? Itzrich, Mishum Niksiv Shema, because here it says Shema, which I would say it means in any language. That's why I need a special pasuk to teach me here that it could be in a different language. It has to be Dafkan Lashon Kodesh. Sorry. Remember the Savri Rabban B'Chol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon Kodesh Nemar. According to Rabban, we should say just the opposite. From here it seems that the entire Torah should be said in Hebrew. This Akadat B'Chol Lashon Nemar, if you could say it's said in any language, Shema D'Kos Rechman Olam Ali, why do I need a pasuk Shema that I should say it in any language? Why should Shema be different? Answers the Gemara, Itzrach. B'Shem D'Ksev V'Hoyu, since it says here V'Hoyu. And V'Hoyu means the way it's written, so I would think that here the Rabbanan agree it should be in Lashon Kodesh. That's why we need a pasuk to tell us. No, here Shema in any language. Tana Rabbanan continues the Braisa. V'hayu, just before we go further, the halach lemaisa is the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Kriya Shema could be said in any language. However, if you're not going to say it in Lashon Kodesh, there are two requirements. One requirement is that you have to understand the language that you're saying it in. Whereas if you say it in Lashon Kodesh, even if you don't understand it, you yoitz the mitzvah. And the second halacha is that if you say it in a language, in a place where that's not the language of that country, for example, if you say Shema in Hebrew, in English, I mean, in a language where English is not spoken, it's not the spoken language, even though you understand the language, there you will not be yoitz the mitzvah. The third issue is there are many words in the Shema, or some words in the Shema, that are difficult to define into any language. For example, the word tatafis. So certainly the safest and surest thing is always to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Tana Rabbanan. For Hayu, we explained, Shlo Yikrol Mafreya, you should not say the Shema out of sequence. Hadvarim, it says they should be on your heart. Yochol teikola parasha tzricha kavana. I would say that the entire parasha Shema requires intent. Tamalema ha'ela. It says in the pasuk ha'ela, and I say for adkan tzricha kavana, until these words, which is the third pasuk, requires kavana. Mekam ve'elach, afterwards ain't tzricha kavana. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. That's Rebbe Lezer's shita. Amar Rebbe Kiva. Kiva says, "Harei Oimer, Ashenoch Mitzavcha Yoim Alav Avecha." Mikana Talamed, Shekala Parsha Kula Tzrich Kavana. From here, we see that the entire first parsha of a hafta requires kavana. Om Rabbi Bachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Bachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, Halach Rabbi Kiva. That's the halacha. Ikad Masn Laha. Others say that Rabbi Bachana said the halacha on the Tanya, on this brisa. Hakar Shema. Somebody is reciting the Shema, Tzara Shecham Nesliboy, has to have Kavana. Rabbi Acha, Meshim Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kivan Shekivan Leva Beperek Rishon, once he had Kavona during the first paragraph, Shuvein Tzarech, he's no longer required. Amar Rabbi Bechana on Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Acha, Shamar Rabbi Yehuda, the Halach is like Rabbi Acha, who said in the name of Yehuda, that somebody has to have Kavona during the first section of Shema. Tanya Idach, but there's another Braisa, for Hayu, as we said, Shloyikul Mafreya, Alu Avavcha, which means in your heart, you have to have Kavona, you have to have intent, Rav Zitra Amar Adkan Mitzvah Kavona. Till here, until the words Lavavcha, you have to have intent. Bekanva Eloch, Mitzvah Kriya. Afterwards, you have to have just Kriya. We'll explain this in a minute. Rav Yoshema, Adkan Mitzvah Kriya, the first section of Shema requires Kriya. Bekanva Eloch, Mitzvah Kavona, the second section, after the second section requires Kavona. So now the Gemara goes back to the first part of Zerut's statement. Mashna Mekanva Eloch, Mitzvah Kriya. Why do we say that the mitzvah kriya goes on from the second part of Shema? The ksiv l'daber bom, because it says l'daber, to speak. So you have to say it out. Ask the Gemara in the first section, it also says, ha'cha nami ksiv l'daber bom. Therefore, ha'cha kamar. This is pshat. Atkan, mitzvah kavona and kriya. In the first section of Shema, you have to have both kavona, you have to have intent, Kriya, and you have to say it. Bekan ve'elach, from the second section, Kriya, you have to say it. Abavalai Kavana, you don't have to have the intention. Of course, you should preferably have it, but if you didn't, it's fine. Now the Gemara continues. Umayishna adkam mitzvah kavana kriya. Why do we say to the first part, you have to have both intent and you have to say it out? Tiksiv alavavech. It says the words alavavech means on your heart, which means that you should have concentration. But the dibatabah means that you should speak it out. Ask the Gemara, hasam nami, in the second section, it also says, oksiv alavavachem, which means kavona, and it says adavabom, which you should speak. So in both so the same din should apply to the second section. Answers the Gemara, hahumi boil el chav yitzchak. When it says alavavchem, in the second parasha, it's come to teach us the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Omar, the Samtam Stavar Eile, you should put these words, which refers to the tefillin, Tzich Shtei Simek Negra Lev, that the tefillin should be put on the arm by the biceps, which are opposite the heart. So it doesn't come to teach us a din in concentration, it comes to teach us a din in the placement of the tefillin. Omar, now we go back to Rabbi Yoshi's statement. Rabbi Yoshi said, Ad Kamitzis Kriya, the first section Shema requires Kriya, it should be said. The Kamveilach, the second section, requires Mitzis Kavona. It requires concentration. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Kamveilach, Mitzis Kavona, why does the second section require Kavona? Mishund Ksiv, Alavachem, because it says you should say it on your heart. Hachanami Huksiv Alavavcha. In the first section, it also says Alavavcha that you should have Kavana. Answers the Gemara Hachakama. This is Pshat and Abayisha. Atkan Mitzvah Kriya Kavana. The first section requires that it should be set out and you should have Kavana. Bekan Ve'elach, the second section, Kavana B'loi Kriya. You have to have Kavana, but the saying it out is not required. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Adkan Mitzvah Kriya Ukavana, why does the first section require both that it should be spoken out and Kavana, because it says in it, Alav Avecha, which means Kavana, and it says with the Batabam, which says you should speak it. Ask the Gemara, Hach Somnami, the second section, Haksiv Alav Avchem, which we say means Kavana, but it also says with the Batabam that you should speak it out. And it says the Gemara, Hahuba Dibre Tayu Ksiv. When it says Ladaba Bom in the second parasha, it's coming to teach us a different din. It's coming to teach us something about Torah. V'acha, Kam Rachman. This is what Hashem is telling us. Agri B'naichu Torah, teach your children Torah, Ke'echad Ligrisba, so they should be able to study it. In other words, the children should be so ingrained with Torah that they should always speak about it. However, the Gemara now brings down the last opinion. Tanu Rabbanon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Halev. That is the part that you must have concentration, and if you didn't have concentration, Shema has to be repeated. Divrei Meir. And Amarava halacha remei, and that is the halacha. Of course, one should have kavana for the whole Shema, but the main kavana has to be in the first pasuk. And if somebody did not have kavana, he has to repeat the Shema. Tanya begins the Gemara Braisa. Sumchas Omer. Sumchas says, "Kol amarch be'echad." Somebody who elongates, prolongs the pronunciation of the word echad, then he will have the kavana that he's supposed to have in it. Marichon layom shnoisov, he will have long life. Omer of Achba Yaakov, but in what letter of that word should he prolong? Bedalet. Continues Omer of Ashi, the dalet should be elongated. Ubalach layach v'ches, he shouldn't at that expense hurry up the ches. Of course, he has to pronounce the ches properly too. The Gemara says a story. Rabbi Yirmi Abba Yosef Kamed Rav Chibar Abba. Rabbi Yirmi was seen by Rav Chibar Abba. Chazid Abba Kamar Petuva. He saw he was prolonging the pronunciation of the word Echad. Amalei, he told him, Kivin the Amlechte, Lamala Ulamata. Once you acknowledge that God is God over the heavens above and the earth below, Ula Abba Ruchas Hashemayim, the four directions of the world, Sulay Tzrichas. We continue speaking about Hilchas Krishma. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Marokfa, Amar Rav Yehuda. Allah Bavavcha Bamida. You have to say, even though Basil said one could say Krishma in any position, standing, sitting, but till Allah Bavavcha should be said while standing in one place. Allah Bavavcha should be said while standing in one place to have proper concentration. Ask the Gemara, Allah Bavavcha Sakadaitach, dafka those two words of Allah Bavavcha, and says the Gemara, Allah Ema Ad Allah Bavavcha Bemida. Till there, you should stand, Mikan Ve'elach, afterwards, Loi. One does not have to remain standing in one place when saying the Shema. Rav Yochan Amar, Kol HaParsha Kula Bamida. Somebody should say the entire first parasha when standing in one place. Vaz Rav Yochan Tamei. Rav Yochan is going to the opinion that he mentioned earlier on this Amid. Dom Rav Acha Baruch Hanu Amar Rav Yochanan. He said, Alok Rav Acha Shem Hashem Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Yehuda, that one must concentrate when saying the whole first parak, which is the whole Vahaf, till the end of Vahafta. So just like one has to concentrate, he held, one has to stand. But the halacha is somebody was on walking, he wants to read Krishna, he has to stand. Of course, the main standing is for Pasuk Rishon, but there are, of course, it's better to stand at least for the Parsha Vahafta. The Mishnah Berurah says, but if somebody's sitting in a car or in a wagon and he's not driving, he's just sitting, even though the car is moving, that is not considered walking, that he should not be allowed to say the Shema. Tanah Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Just saying the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zui Kriyasa Shema Shav Yehuda Anasi. This was the Kriya Shema Shav Yehuda Anasi. Since Shav Yehuda Anasi, who was also known as Rebbe, spent his entire day learning Torah and teaching Torah, so he was Tarasoyim Nasai. He was really exempt altogether from Shema. But he did not want to exempt himself altogether. So he just did the minimum saying this one parasha. Amalei Rav Lerbchia. So Rav asked Lerbchia, L'chazina le'le Rebbe de Mekabal HaMalchus Shemaim. We never saw Rebbe be Mekabal HaMalchus Shemaim while he was teaching us. And he taught us the entire Zman for the entire duration of this man of Krishna. Amalei Sarabchi answered him, Bapechsi, son of noble people, B'shosh Mavi Yadam Apanav, sometimes he places his hands over his face during the lecture. At that time, the Kabbalah of Omar Shemaim, he's saying Shema. The Gemara asks, and that is the Makar for our Minig, that we place our hands when we say the Shema. Ask the Gemara, Chayz v'Gamray, after he completed his lecture, would he say the rest of Shema, or Eino Chayz v'Gamray, or did he not say the rest of Shema? Bakar Paraima, Eino Chayz v'Gamray, he does not. Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, Eino Chayz v'Gamray, he does. Omay v'Hakapara l'Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, so Bakapara said to Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, Bishlam l'di, I understand, it's understandable according to me, that mina in a chayzer gomer, that he does not repeat it. Hanan mehadi Rebbe Shmatz, this by Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's why Rebbe always, in his lecture, included something about Yitzis Mitzrayim, since he was not going to say the yomer, and there's a din that you have to be maskir Yitzis Mitzrayim by yom, that you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim by day, so even though he wasn't saying the Pasha V'yomi, he mentioned it in a different fashion. Eladach Damit Chayz V'goyim Roy, that he's going to repeat the whole Shema anyway. Lomalei La'aduri. Why does he have to mention something about Yitzis Mitzrayim? When he'll say V'yomer, then he'll be Maski Yitzis Mitzrayim. Answers the Gemara, Kedei Lahaski Yitzis Mitzrayim is Mana. He wanted to say the Yitzis Mitzrayim before this man of Krishma was over. Omer Rav Ila B'Reder Shmu B'Mat Mishmei D'Rav. Omar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If somebody said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and then he was overcome by sleep, Yotza. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Omalei Rav Nachman Udara Avdei. Rav Nachman said to Udara's servant, the Pesukah come on, if you see us saying the first Pasuk Shema, and we're falling asleep, Tzaron, discomfort us, make us get up to say it. Tfei, for the rest of Shema, Loit Tzaron. Omalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Rei the Rabba. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba, Avuchaycha Avid, what would your father do while saying Shema in terms of staying awake? Omalei, B'Psuka Kama, in the first Pasuk, have come Tzara Meshay, he did everything to stay awake. Tfei, further, Loyav Tzara Navshay. It's interesting that the Shalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas says, from here is the makar of Gezel Shina, that one should not disturb somebody when he's sleeping. Because here was a person that was supposed to say Shema, yet he was not, he said, he was not interrupted to be woken up past the first pasuk. Aye, it's a mitzvah Shema. From here we see that disturbing somebody's sleep is also something to be avoided. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Praktin, when somebody is laying on his back, Vayikra Krishma. For as we said, even though one is allowed to say Shema in any position, he should not say it when he's laying on his back. Ask the Gemara, Mikru Delaikari, is it only Krishma that we don't let you say laying on your back? Hamidni Shabadami, sleeping is permitted. For Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Layit, Rav Yeshua Ben Levi would curse Amanda Gani Aparakit, somebody who lays on his back, because he could become aroused and then will look inappropriate if he's in such a position. Amri, Migni Kamatsli Shabadami. For sleeping, as long as he inclines a little, it's enough. Mikra, for Krishma, Afgad the Matsli, even though he's somewhat inclined, also. Ask the Gemara, for Rabbi Yochanan Matzah B'Kari, Rabbi Yochanan would only incline himself slightly and say Krishma. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was an exception, the Balbosa Heva. He was of heavy weight, and that's why it was hard for him to completely turn on his side. So for him, partial inclining was sufficient. However, everyone else should at least completely incline himself when learning Krishma.